Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Acting Undersecretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs Heather Nauert expressed the profound gratitude of the American people for all Bangladesh has done and continues to do to provide support to Rohingya refugees fleeing Burma. The close bonds between our two countries have never been more essential, and Bangladesh's leadership more vital than during this tragic humanitarian crisis, said Acting Undersecretary Nauert. The United States government, in close coordination with the international community, has provided nearly $110 million in humanitarian assistance to the Rohingya and host communities in Bangladesh since last August, Ms. Nauert said. We will continue to work hand-in-hand with Bangladesh on this issue, not only through the provision of aid, but through sustained support for the voluntary, dignified, and safe return of Rohingya to their homes in Burma. Our cooperation in responding to this crisis is the fruit of a strong bilateral relationship that we seek to enhance even further, she said. Decades of U.S. development assistance and private sector investment have fueled Bangladesh's extraordinary social and economic progress, and U.S. exporters are well positioned to help take Bangladesh's economy to the next level by delivering the highest quality goods and services in the world. Ms. Nauert noted that the U.S.-Bangladesh security partnership has yielded many benefits, including increased regional maritime security, counterterrorism cooperation, and strengthened U.N. peacekeeping. It is encouraging to see Bangladesh play an important growing role in training and supporting international peacekeeping forces, including by hosting the recent Shanti Dut 4 training exercises in Bangladesh last month, she said, which brought together over 1,000 participants from more than 30 countries, including 50 U.S. service members. Our shared belief in the potential and value of all Bangladesh's people is a central pillar of our partnership, said Acting Undersecretary Nauert. And as we prosper together through trade and investment, we have faith that you will continue to champion the cause of peace and freedom throughout the Indo-Pacific and across the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.